And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
I thought today would be a good day for a little flashback Friday for you.
I'm so excited for this.
Geez, darn near about 20 years ago now, which our boss Mark last night goes, are you even more gray this week? Well, thanks.
It's working with
you're
me.
Even more bald?
Hey. It's like...
How's that working out for you?
It's like being the president. You know, when you start out as president, they show a picture of him, and then you fast forward 4 years later, and he's either bald or completely gray because of the job.
Right. So in March, when I took over being the boss here, and then I hired all you guys, now like 4 months later, I'm just really gray?
The stress has turned you gray.
That's how it works. So about 20 years ago, we did have another hypnotist on the show, and this is when I was working with Jason Whitlock.
Okay.
All right, so this is a little flashback Friday here for you, some audio. What we did was we brought some listeners in because we thought, oh, we'll bring listeners in and we'll see if they can, he'll hypnotize them and we'll have some fun at their expense.
Right.
And then at the last minute, I decided, well, I'm going to go back there and kind of see what they're going through. And so he put me through the paces, and darned if the person who got hypnotized was me.
And it seriously worked.
Like, how this would is it all work on me? Yes.
Genuine and real.
It was this thing that his name was Ricky Kalman. I'll never forget that. But he talked me through this like relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You start at the top of your head.
Right.
You know, you feel this. Now your ears, now your nose, now your shoulders are getting droopy.
Yep.
And by the time he'd gotten down to all the way to the end of my feet, it was like a warm tingle, and suddenly I was just open to whatever he wanted to tell me.
And so does this audio start with that part, or
it
starts
does.
From
so
where
this,
you're already
so
under?
Then he took me into the studio, we went on the air, and then this is what happened.
Welcome back to Jason Whitlock's Neighborhood on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I am Jason Whitlock, you're in my neighborhood. It's 8:23 on a Thursday.
We have as our special guest in studio, Ricky Kalman, who is a hypnotist, who's appearing at Stanford & Sons Comedy Club at Overland Park, located in Hooters Plaza.
Those were the days.
That's not when I open up Brian's eyes, he'll be wide awake and totally refreshed. However, Brian, I'm going to ask you about your experience here this morning. When I ask you what your name is, you will not be able to remember your name.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You won't be able to remember your name. The more I ask you, the more confused you are. You have no idea why you cannot say your first or last name. However, when I shake your hand this morning, while I'm shaking your hand, and listeners will know that I'm shaking your hand because you're going to speak Japanese. You're going to speak in a Japanese language. You're going to think you're a Japanese sumo wrestler. And only when I'm shaking your hand, you're going to speak fine. Whenever I'm not shaking, you'll speak clearly in normal English.
So, by the way, I'm an easy laugh.
Right.
Like, you know this about me. I laugh at everything.
Yeah.
I am a way easy laugh. So there's no way, and I'm a bad actor, too.
Right. You're
so
not
there's
a
no
good
way
liar.
I'm just telling you that I could act this.
But whenever I'm shaking your hand, you're going to speak Japanese. By the way, any more laughing, clapping, or cheering he hears is actually going to put him under deeper this morning. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So,
he should hear laughter.
Oh, he can. Well, whatever you guys want.
He's going to hear laughter,
exactly.
Jason.
So the more he hears, back to you. You guys can come on in, too. You know, the more the merrier. So
get Lebo in here. I need Lebo in here because I enjoy his laugh.
On the count of three, open your eyes. You won't be able to remember your name. You'll speak Japanese when I shake your hand. One, two, three. Welcome back. Back and three, open your eyes. Let's give him a big round of applause for him.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Good.
Pretty weird experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I'm asleep.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a dream. When I do the comedy show, like at Stanford's, we get 10 people up on stage, and we do the exact same thing. 10 people go under, and they feel like they're kind of out of it. But they have fun. They have a good experience. I want to thank you for coming in, doing this morning, or participating. I'm sorry, with all the confusion, I forgot your name. I'm Ricky Kalman. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm on the morning show.
I can't remember my name.
Just your first name would be great.
Yeah.
I don't care about your last name. Just your first name. I'm Ricky. You are.
I don't know.
Nickname?
A look of stupor is on.
That's okay. That's all right. Let me ask you. For all the listeners that have never seen my comedy show before, I want you to give them. Let me shake your hands. Just thank you for coming. I want you to give them a brief description of what this feels like, just so they know what's going on.
Hushimaga. Shinchua. Shisha.
Hula. And this is something you would recommend, like with friends.
Shinchua.
How long have you been doing radio, sir?
Hugisaga. Dukasaki.
Really? And this is something, again, you know, for people, because the radios, you know, it's a hard thing to see. You have to actually hear it. So people don't really see what's going on. With this is something you would want to go see, like, at the comic club, right?
Oh, see. What's that?
Okay. And I'm
Ryan is shaking his head. No, he's not shaking his head.
I'm sorry. What was your name again? That's okay. Thanks for coming. 3-2.
There we go.
Now, did you know at the time, did you wonder, like, why can't I remember my name? And why am I speaking Japanese? Or were you just completely blacked out?
No, I was just nothing completely asleep? Blank. I was just blank slate.
Could not remember
even a thing.
And then he wakes you up at some point. And did you remember any of it after
with
that?
With a click of his fingers. No, not at all.
You remembered nothing of what happened?
No. No.
And I believe that that's real because I know you well enough to know that you wouldn't fake it.
I can't act my way out of a paper bag. Right. It's unbelievable that of all the people that it worked on, it was me.
Oh, that's so
I mean,
good.
I couldn't. That, yeah.
I'd be so embarrassed of what I would say.
I had to go back and listen to the tape, and even then, I still can't believe to this day that that was me, that that was what was going on.
And does it freak you out that you were out of control?
It kind of does. Yes, I'm in somebody else's hands completely. You could have done anything to me.
Is so good. A different
Well, I don't know about that.
This show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.